Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Lunar Love of the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and in this episode, we're going to be looking at the next eclipse in the eclipse season, which is the Scorpio full moon and lunar eclipse. We're also going to have a little old chat about everyone's favorite planet going backwards, Mercury retrograde. Yes, she is indeed going backwards, my friend. She started her backward spin on the 10th of May, and it will continue until the 3rd of June. Mercury retrograde kicks off in the sign of Gemini, which is actually Mercury's home sign. So basically what that means is that everything you know about Mercury retrograde is heightened, it's amplified. So some of the things you might want to be vigilant with over the next 3 weeks are communication. It definitely needs clarity. Even if you think it's not needed, it is. So spell it out. Slow it down. Ensure it's understood. When I'm writing an email to somebody and I want to make sure that my intention is getting across, I always read it out loud so I can hear it. And it's amazing how much emotion and tone we can leave out of something when it's written. And if we need emotion and tone to be conveyed, sometimes the only way to realize that is to hear yourself say it. So maybe over the next 3 weeks, read all your texts out loud to yourself, read your emails before you send them. And on the point of emotion in an email, sometimes we put a little bit more emotion than is necessary. So also reading it out loud, you can see where the charge is. And maybe it's about taking some of the emotion out. So what we're looking for in summary is clarity, clear communication. Also remembering when you're receiving communication from others that perhaps you're not receiving it with clarity. Yeah, so no jumping to conclusions. If something's unclear, if you're unsure, ask. No assumptions, ask it to be clarified. If you need to sign a contract, my advice is to read it several times. Often people will message me and say, oh my God, I need to sign a rental agreement, or oh my God, I've just started a new job, I need to sign a contract, should I not? Absolutely, you can sign something during Mercury retrograde. We're not going to put our lives on hold, but just make sure you read the fine print. I would recommend getting a professional to look over it twice, maybe two professionals. Remember, they're also going through a Mercury retrograde. If you can hold off until after the 3rd, by all means do. But if you can't, just make sure you're checking it properly. Transportation is bound to be affected with this Mercury retrograde. So again, don't refrain from traveling, but leave enough travel time. Check your itinerary twice. And I always recommend having a plan B ready to go if you need it. Lastly, Mercury does rule technology. So I would go and check the security settings on your social media profiles. I've had a few friends get hacked lately, losing tens of thousands of followers. So it might be a good time to enable two-factor authentication if you don't already have it, perhaps making your password a little trickier than it already is, and putting extra security measures in place. Yeah, so whatever that means to you, but that's what I like to do before a Mercury retrograde starts. On the 22nd of May, Mercury will then slide into Taurus. So it's still going backwards, but it moves from Gemini to the sign of Taurus, which will give it a different kind of flavor, if you will. You might see the impact within your relationships, your sense of self-worth, perhaps even your sense of security, especially in the realms of communication. Yeah, so my advice is to stay alert and aware, ask for clarity if things are unclear, and assume nothing. No assumptions over the next 3 weeks. Make that promise to me right here, right now. All right, let's have a look at this Scorpio full moon and lunar eclipse. The Scorpio full moon and lunar eclipse will take place on Monday, May 16 at 2:14 p.m. in Sydney, 5:14 a.m. in London, and 12:14 a.m. in New York. Okay, so yes, we can expect big changes. I know I said that with the last eclipse, but it's likely that that was just the warm-up. Perhaps it was setting the scene for what evolves under this eclipse. It is in the sign of Scorpio, and Scorpio is the sign of transformation after all. It is important, however, to understand how Scorpio transformations work. Scorpio lives by the death and rebirth cycle. And these deaths aren't something to fear. In fact, they can be a cause of celebration, a renewal for the spirit, an opportunity to emerge as anything you desire. If you're not sure of what needs to go through this cleansing cycle, just surrender to the energy at play. It is likely that the eclipse will show you what it is. The Scorpio full moon is likely to unveil exactly what needs to decay. Your only role is to allow it. Transformation is an innate part of being human. There are the transformations that we instigate out of a need or a feeling or a desire. And then there are the transformations that are thrust upon us when we least expect it. When we're forced into a transformation we didn't ask for, it can be hard to find acceptance, gratitude, meaning, and positivity, especially if it materializes as an ending or a loss. But Scorpio energy reminds us that transformation is a universal cycle, and that just because you never saw it coming doesn't mean it's not for your greatest good. You may remember in the last episode, I said that eclipses can often activate aspects of our soul contract and bring forth karmic plot points. I find that bloody exciting. I don't know about you guys. I feel like there's a lot of talk around eclipse season that speaks of, you know, these kinds of transformations that are going to rock you. They're going to catapult you into forced growth or anything else really that sounds kind of dramatic and scary. But I'm more of the mindset that transformation can also be like really bloody rewarding and uplifting and welcome. Perhaps there are things you've been waiting for, energetic deaths and rebirths you've been calling in that finally get the push they need to come forward. This is how I'll be walking into this lunar eclipse. Eyes, heart, and soul wide open. A little Scorpio caveat, however, because it does have a Scorpio flavor. Scorpio energy moves with emotional intensity, and it has the ability to draw intensity out of others. Watch this. Passion is seductive. Transformation is alluring, and intensity can be intoxicating. But watch that from the shadows doesn't emerge jealousy, control, compulsion, and destruction. When we resist change, when we try to delay the deaths, these shadow qualities can arise. If this eclipse does bring about death or ending to something that you weren't expecting or are resistant to letting go of, know that it is happening for the evolution of your soul. It's happening to get you on track with your soul purpose. All right. So how are we feeling about it? Are we feeling okay? Look, Scorpio energy, I love it. My Mars is in Scorpio, so I get a real kick out of Scorpio energy. But it does have a darkness to it. But I want you to embrace that darkness. There is nothing scary about it. It's actually really, really magical. It's where all of the esoteric energy hangs out, yeah? So think about what magic can be created under this eclipse. All right, let's have a look at some of the ways to work with the Scorpio full moon and lunar eclipse. Scorpio is ruled by the planet Pluto, and they're both all about power and control. So can you channel your control into something meaningful? Can you find a way to use your power for good? Or perhaps this full moon is offering you an opportunity to release your control. What would happen then? Another thing to think about is the traits of intimacy and intensity. We spoke about intensity a little bit already, but Scorpio is known as the sex sign. So perhaps this is something you'd like to explore under this full moon and lunar eclipse. Create intimacy with your partner. Heat things up at home or step up those flirty texts, but be conscious of the intoxicating and addictive nature of Scorpio. This energy is best enjoyed with someone you're committed to. A casual encounter might lead to a fatal attraction or just someone you can't shake. That's a very horoscopy thing to say. Look, if you want to have a random hookup this weekend, no one is going to stop you. But in saying that, it is Mercury retrograde as well. So whatever you do, don't think that it's a good idea to reach out to an ex to satisfy those Scorpio urges. You heard it here, folks. That is my warning to you. Whatever you do, don't reach out to an ex. Not during Mercury retrograde. If you want to do it late June, and not during a lunar eclipse of the Scorpio kind. I'm serious. If there's anyone listening who's like, oh, I get what she's saying, but you know, I think this is a good idea. It's not. All right. All right. Let us move on. This is a good thing to come after what I've just said. Retreat, retreat, retreat. A friend asked me what my plans were this weekend, and I said that I plan to snuggle up in bed and binge Netflix. And that is the truth of it. I said it without guilt or shame, because this eclipse and Mercury retrograde are both inviting you to go within. Okay, so maybe Netflix isn't going within, but my plans are allowing my spirit, my mind, my everything to feel safe and guilt-free hanging out in the shadows. Yeah, so if that is what you feel the urge to do this weekend, by all means, listen to it. Definitely do a full moon letting go ritual. This is the time to do it. Eclipses are all about endings. They're all about releasing and letting go. Sorry, lunar eclipses are all about endings and letting go. I include a beautiful full moon ritual each month as part of the Lunar Lover membership. If you'd like to become a Lunar Lover member, this is the perfect time to do it. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. With Mercury retrograde and the eclipse in Scorpio, it's also a really good time to listen to your psychic nudges. Trust your intuition. And if you feel called to do spells and potions during this eclipse, it's a really good time to have a play around with the dark arts. Podcasts are really hard to show when I'm using inverted commas. I say dark arts in inverted commas, but what I mean is like the mystical, the esoteric, anything that has like, you know, a bit of a Wiccan flavor to it. This is a really good time to play around with that stuff. But again, no spells about exes. No, not the time. Not the time. If you are feeling anxiety under this eclipse, I want you to think of it as energy rather than anxiety. The eclipse may heighten frenetic energy within the body, and Mercury retrograde may also contribute to this when energy is moving, when it's heightened, when change is brewing, you're gonna feel it, yeah? And a lot of the time it can feel like anxiety. But I want you to know there's nothing wrong. It's all part of the energy that's moving around. So if rather than fearing it, you can feel into it and trust it's moving you towards your highest potential, you'll start to feel a lot better. Lastly, don't shoot the messenger, but I have another piece of advice you're probably not going to like. I would avoid stimulants around this eclipse, especially if you are prone to anxiety. So that means less coffee. I'd never say no coffee. I'm not a monster, but I am going to say zero alcohol. Yeah, I'm going to be brutal on that one. I would also say less to no sugar. And of course, no uppers or downers that you know are going to make you feel depressed. No drugs in general would be my rule. But you know your body better than anyone. And of course, if they're prescriptive, please don't stop taking them. Just like don't go on a 3-day bender or, you know, try mushrooms for the first time under an eclipse. All right, let's just try and keep our systems as clean and as clear as possible under an eclipse. Yeah, that's how you're going to get the most out of it. There's so much energy traveling through the ether, traveling through our bodies, traveling through the planets, traveling through the signs, zipping around the moon and the sun and all the things that are happening. The best thing you can do for yourself is be a clean and clear vessel. Yeah? All right. This hasn't been the funnest podcast, has it? I've told you a lot of what not to do. But we are going to get through this. It's going to be great. I want you to think of anything that comes up over this weekend and Monday as a really positive thing. And even if it doesn't feel good, it's pushing you in the direction that you need to go. And that is exciting. All right. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a screenshot on your phone and share it to your Instagram stories. You can tag the Lunar Lover Instagram account at @Luna_Lover. You can also tag me at Jordana Levine. What's next? Okay. So next episode, we're going to be talking about Gemini season. That is exciting. And then the episode after that, we're going to be talking about the Gemini new moon. How exciting. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.